celebration.
There we go.
In St. Louis led to a heart-pounding scene outside the home of one of the mayor's neighbors. You can see a man and a woman pointing a pistol and what looks like an assault rifle at the crowd yesterday. The couple was confronting hundreds of protesters who passed through their gated community.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. That's better. I love those production moments when you're like, what? And you got on the camera, then it cuts over. It's like you access TV over here in the Red Eye Studio. Anyway, thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We are live, as you can tell. Obviously, we do have Jared Taylor with us online. We only have him for about 30 minutes today, actually more down to 25 now. So let's just get right to it, shall we? Amarin band, together with a lot of others, of course, from YouTube, Molyneux. Before that, we had, I think, Andy Worski. Then before that, we had Iconoclast. Number of people have been terminated. Jared, also, we must note, though, we did mention, right, what was it we said literally 2 weeks ago, whenever you were on here last time, and was like, I don't know why I haven't been banned. Maybe it's because, you know, obviously you guys are more important. Well, there you go, Jared. Here, there's your medal here. You received the ban medal.
Yes, yes. Now I can decide that I was just as dangerous and important as Red Eye. I feel much better now.
There you go. Yeah. All right. No, well, tell us what you know so far.
Well, I don't know any more than you do, really. Just got the usual notice saying that we were bad and bye-bye. And the odd thing is we'd been living something of a charmed life up until then. We hadn't had anything taken down. Some of our videos had a little warning on them saying you got to be over a certain age to watch the video. But we thought, gosh, maybe they've turned a corner. But no, they've turned the wrong corner.
I think Amarin was one of the first channels that had that, I forget what the technical term was, but limited, right? A limited restricted state. Restricted? Yeah, was that
yes,
it?
Yes, restricted. I think they tried that out on us. They decided, ooh, this works. We
this
like
is
that.
Great. Yeah,
so they spread it around.
See, it's not banning. We just locked them out completely. you can't
right,
comment. You
right.
Can't share. You know.
Yes, that's right. But no, they decided just to heck with all that. You know, we'll just get rid of everything. And it is saddening to see it all go. But
yeah.
You know, you look on the bright side. We must have had about 20 million views, and those are 20 million people who had an exposure to something that I hope did them some good, and we didn't have to pay a penny for it. And I remember when I was banned from Twitter, and I was all indignant about this, and I was being interviewed by a Frenchman, and he says, come on, what do you expect? Those people hate you. You can't expect to let them give you a free megaphone, for heaven's sake. He was really rather indignant than I should be indignant. So I guess we have to count our blessings while we had them and just work twice as hard, 10 times as hard to get our message out on the channels that are still open to us.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, it is a validation of sorts that we're over the target. Now the claim is, and I'll let you address it like I have with everyone else, and it was the same thing for us. It's essentially, I mean, we know that they've been going after what they term white supremacy, or in some cases, they're generous enough to use the term white nationalism and so forth. But ultimately, I think it bears down to this term of like, it's hatred and violence, ultimately, right? But, you know, in terms of us, it was like, well, we've never encouraged that. In fact, we've gone in the opposite direction. It says if we don't do anything about this and stop this now, it will lead to violence kind of thing. What would you say about those accusations?
Well, you know, they are now claiming that it was due to a change in their terms of service back in 2019, in which they said that anyone who described differences in groups and said one group is superior to another, this could lead to some kind of violent reaction. Now, we've been very, very careful for quite some time, because every time we talked about race and IQ or anything remotely resembling that, our videos were taken down. So we've been really dancing around that subject, said nothing about it. And the odd thing is that apparently since 2019, they haven't changed their rules, but all of a sudden, now many, many months later, they've decided that not only are certain videos of ours no good, the whole channel's no good. So really, it seems to me, this is very much in honor of George Floyd. So I hope George Right. Floyd is happy in his grave as he sees what's being done in his name. It's all a part of this hysteria that has swept just not just the United States, but a lot of Western Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. I've never seen anything like it. It's absolutely crazy. No. But it's kind of full. I mean, some of us kind of saw the writing on the wall a few years ago. I mean, really, I'd say since the election of Trump, that's when this I mean, not only like Trump derangement syndrome, but in terms of what they thought Trump represented, and he's a white supremacist and all these things, right? And the left went, for simplicity's sake, let's just call them the left. There's many other nuances to this, but yes. They went into overdrive in 2016, and it really. The Trump election really propelled them into putting themselves in a position where, like, we have to fight back. It's our job, as whether it's Silicon Valley or politicians or the media, whatever it is, right? We're going to push back on this. And so since 2016 all the way up to now, this has just gotten worse and worse, Jared.
I really did not expect things to deteriorate so rapidly, to the point where major corporations like HP and Apple and Nike, I believe, are now threatening to pull all their advertising from Facebook, for heaven's sake, because Facebook hasn't censored hate and white supremacy vigorously enough. That this really quite astonishes me. And as we talked about the last time I was on your program, you go loot a Target store, and instead of being punished for this, black organizations and black activist groups get showered with money. This is new. This is something I haven't seen before. And frankly, despite the fact that I've had my finger on the pulse of insanity in the United States for 30 years, this surprised even me.
Goldman Sachs, BlackRock, Google, excuse me, as you said, Apple, Disney, some of the biggest companies in the world have showered millions of dollars onto a group which, you know, in the extended image of the group in itself. I mean, again, it just flipped the tables. Imagine if a white supremacy group would have done similar acts like we saw BLM and Antifa do in the last, 3 weeks. It's incredible because they chased down white people in the streets. They beat them to a pulp. Some people were dead. Police have been shot. People driven over. And this is insanity. They have the whole corporate America behind them.
Well, you know, it's not just corporate America, but the American intelligentsia. Paul Krugman, the new Nobel Prize economist and also the opinion writer for the New York Times, he just today, I believe it was, tweeted out an article about the number of COVID cases in Florida retirement homes. And what he said was, yes, white supremacists, the coronavirus is coming for white supremacists driving golf carts. Good grief. He's celebrating the fact that these old white people are dying.
Wow.
If they're driving golf carts, if they're living in Florida, then they're by definition white supremacists. Wow. And this tweet is still up, but nobody seems to care. Talk about hate speech. No,
yeah,
it's, I'm glad you've got it right there. There's the tweet.
There's
very good
the tweet.
For you. You're
right
very
there.
Much on the ball.
I wanted to show you that.
Yes. I that just came across my screen a few hours ago.
Yeah.
They've just really pulled the knives out. They don't care. They don't seem to have any compunction about saying old white people, young white people, any white people, as long as you're white, you can be dead, pull your statues down, you can be old, die now, you can be young, die now too. Good grief. I did not expect this kind of naked contempt for white people.
Yeah, I we've talked about it, and then all of a sudden one day it's just here, and it's just happening, right? Obviously, this is a throwback to the incident just two or three days ago now with the old white Trump supporters, right? That were standing and being shouted at, and one of the guys, I mean, clearly he was just like making a joke, and he was just like white power, he said. And yeah. The White House had to retract make statements and retract the tweet and stuff. And it would have been better, frankly, if Trump had said, clearly was a joke, like relax and move on. But they didn't, you know?
No, no. My guess is Trump probably didn't listen to that video all the way to the end, and he probably hadn't heard those words. But no, they're always backing down. They're always apologizing. Trump, you know, whenever he makes some sort of great, the latest thing he did was sign this executive order, according to which you've teared down a monument. You're going to do hard time in a federal prison. We always have the same caption for articles like that. Our point, what we say is, well, Trump has barked. Will he bite? And he just almost never bites. He just barks and barks and barks and barks. He's one of these guys. He speaks loudly and carries, I don't think he carries a stick at all. He carries a feather.
Yeah, on Twitter, of course. It's all on Twitter, and that's that. that's all he has these days, which is kind of sad. Now, let me quickly just show this, too. As I mentioned here, here's Molyneux's tweet about his termination, and yes. The Ralph retort had a longer list of some of the recent censorship. And it was not only YouTube, it was Reddit, which had both R the Donald, which obviously is a Trump-supporting subreddit, and also Chapo Trap House, which is like a communist kind of outlet as well, which is kind of interesting, actually. Right.
Well, I did find that interesting. One of the guys who writes for us takes a particular interest in the left, and there is a kind of anti-racist left. And these Chop House people, whatever it is, they are very much against this idea of dumping on white people just because they're white. They seem to have this attitude, this sort of ancient leftist attitude that what you really care about is the working class. And they're white working class people, and yeah, they can't be blamed for what's going on in the country. But yes, it's quite interesting to see that these Chapo people have come under scrutiny as well. What surprised me as much as anything, though, was this platform called Twitch, I guess it is.
Yeah.
That has to do with gaming. All of this stuff is foreign territory to me. But they're annoyed, and they shut down the Trump channel on that because of what he said in 2015 when he talked about Mexicans coming to the United States who were not the best possible Mexicans, and apparently to have said that a bad hombre might be breaking into your house while your husband is away. That is racism. It's breathtaking, the things that can no longer be allowed, even if it's the president of the United States. So to me, all of this is fine. Let the left overplay its hand. Let the left ban absolutely everything in sight. Eventually, there will be sites that will take over. And so, you know, you don't have to move to BitChute and these other places. I'm now on Parler instead of Twitter, which I was banned from in 2017. And the more they just go wild on these big mainstream platforms, the more space it will open up for alternative platforms. So maybe there will be some kind of Thermidorian reaction here.
No, I think that's true. And obviously, that's something I want to talk about here in a little bit in terms of where you can be found now, both the podcast and the videos, and then how you see other social media kind of rising out of this. Let me do this first. I wanted to quickly just mention this one. Dick Masterson, who has a popular show, he has a Patreon account that's doing very well, a lot of supporters and stuff like that. But he's set up something called New Project 2, where he basically processed payments for those who had been fired and kicked off, banned, I should say, from Patreon and some of these other kind of similar services or whatever. But they ended up eventually putting him on, what was the term again? The match list is it,
oh,
it was
oh,
it's called.
Oh, the match list.
And it's
my gosh.
MasterCard that dictates this. It's essentially down to two companies, Visa or MasterCard. And if you're on one of these lists, you can never do business again, basically.
That's right. You are considered beyond the pale. The theory of getting on the match list is that you have been promoting fraudulent organizations. That's how it started. You were a scam artist. You're taking people's money and not giving them the goods. But now they use the match list for exactly the same purposes to say, okay, we don't like the opinions that these guys seem to be promoting. So you are treated absolutely like a thief or a scam artist or a drug dealer. It's really quite amazing. Of course, some people are joking that, you know, MasterCard, they're going to have to change their name, you know. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, someone said the golf tournament, the Masters. You see that?
Yes, that's right.
It's like a master-slave technology, which is like a function in, you know, electronic processing. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you can't have a master bedroom in your house anymore.
That's
either,
right. That's right. Yeah,
we that's very insulting. That's very insulting to the black and brown people who are cleaning your shoes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, God.
No, it's insane.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. Red Elephant said a partial list. That even this is, and he's done a good job on Vincent James. Done a good job in cataloging some of this, but there's still it's incomplete these lists because it's too many people that I can keep track of. That have been banned, and you know, not necessarily every single one, but those that are in the political sphere that are somehow touching on kind of similar, you know, topics. They follow news and politics and stuff like that. It's an endless stream of channels that are getting sacked, and worse in a way too. It's this idea of the shadow banning because it keeps you on the platform, kind of clinging on and hoping, and maybe you don't also invest in a new channel or a new platform. You feel that, well, YouTube is the only thing I have, but you can't reach your subscribers, you can't reach any people. In a way, it's kind of weirdly kind of liberating to just be kicked off there, you know.
Well, yes, I'm feeling that way. I'm feeling that way, and now I can finally talk about race and IQ again. And it is true that we were just growing like mad on YouTube until all of a sudden we hit the ceiling, and very clearly they were shuffling our videos to the bottom of the deck when they started to recommend things. And you know, Vincent James went through the same thing. Stefan Molyneux went through the same thing. You have this sort of nice growth curve. And then all of a sudden, bam, there's a deflection point and they stop recommending your video.
Yeah.
Now, great. James is still on. I'm very happy for him.
Yeah. No, it's
great. I'm afraid his days are numbered, though.
They are. I mean, that's just the reality of it, right? And a lot of other people, yes, too, that have done a lot of good work over the years highlighting these kinds of things. But I don't know if I was clear on it enough, but it obviously means that we're over the target. I don't think it's solely that our ideas are so outlandish or wrong, or I mean, I know that they frame it from, well, this is hate and we have to censor kind of thing, but yeah, it must strike a nerve enough for the establishment to keep writing the news articles and the pressure groups and the SPLCs and the ADLs, and I mean, they're pouring a lot of money into making sure that all of us are banned and gone, right?
You know, the astonishing thing is, I remember when I used to give talks at universities, there was such a time I was actually invited to speak to university audiences. And it always amused me when people would accuse me of, oh, you are so ignorant, these ignorant views. I would chuckle and say, look, I've been studying these things for 20 years. I've been studying these questions since before you were born. And you have these college students accuse you of ignorance. Now, if we are so ignorant, if our ideas are so simplistic and so obviously wrong, it should be child's play to refute them. And even if it's not child's play to refute them, obviously it is the most graceless way of you not having an argument. You're incapable of refuting it if your only recourse is to stick your hands around our throats and muzzle us. You'd think they'd be ashamed of themselves. Don't they realize that if you say something or I say something and they think it's wrong, somebody should be cropped up? In fact, wasn't YouTube at one time sort of actually supporting groups whose purpose was to refute all the badness that was ending up on YouTube after all? Well, I guess those guys failed. I guess our ideas are just too persuasive.
Yeah, exactly. It's very strange. They've flip-flopped on a number of issues and the way that they've tried to tackle, you know, these issues. But after enough pressure, I think, from, you know, media pundits and the far left and stuff, they're just like, no, we can't deal with this anymore. They're throwing it off. But YouTube is turning into cable TV, essentially. They're pushing Fox News, MSNBC, CNN. Once it was cool to be on YouTube, then all these, you know, Johnny-come-latelys, mainstream media showed up and like, well, we need to be promoted here. We need this space kind of thing. And I'm seeing very positive things with the BitChutes and the DLives and the libraries, and there's other brand new tube popped up here, at least for me, a while ago here. And I'm feeling if BitChute could do a couple of things, right? If they could get an algorithm, for example, that YouTube had back in 2008 or 9 or something like that, when it was honest, right? It was actually recommending a lot of good stuff. When you looked at a video, it spat out like a lot of good related things on the sidebar and stuff, and you could discover a lot of new material. If BitChute can do a couple of these updates, this is obviously the best competitor right now to YouTube. What's your feeling about BitChute?
Well, I really wish BitChute did have a better user interface. Once you get used to YouTube, anything that is not up to that in ease of use and intelligent recommendations is just not very satisfying. Now, obviously, it's easy for you and me to say, okay, you need to spruce this up. I'm sure it takes a lot of work and a lot of time and investment. But in any case, I do hope that with all these people coming on board, that they will have the manpower to make things improve. And yes, it wasn't all that long ago, less than a year ago, well, maybe a little over a year ago, we had a YouTube video about James Watson, when James Watson was turned into a non-person for saying sensible things about race. And there was a time when if you typed James Watson into the YouTube search bar, the first thing that came up was our video. Astonishing.
Right.
And
yeah,
we ended up with videos with over 500,000 views. Oh, those days were long gone by the time they finally decided to kick us off. So, you know, they shadow ban us, as you say. They take down some of our videos. They restrict our videos. It still doesn't work. People are still interested in what you and I have to say. Amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
It's true.
So the only solution is to actually send us to the guillotine.
That's right. That's right. I'm sure that one day that's, you know, some kind of re-education camp where these people have something wrong with their brain and we need to medicate them for it. You know, it's coming, something like that. It's insanity, right? And then, you know, we try to be rational and communicate with these. Well, these are what we feel. This is how we see the world. Like, shouldn't you be open-minded and listen to them? No, it's just, you can't reason with these people. It's
incredible. You know, the really astonishing thing is that you cannot say things that are not only true, but that everyone knows to be true. And you're punished for it.
Yeah.
One of the most egregious examples was at a university whose name I cannot remember. You young guys, you have these very sticky minds. You'll remember it was sort of a double word university in which some woman put in a TikTok, but made a little TikTok video about what happens when a black person kills a black person. Nobody cares. What happens when a black person kills a white person? Nobody cares. What happens when a white person kills a black person? Oh my gosh, all hell breaks loose. And she's now no longer a student at this university. Everyone knows that what she says is true. Everyone knows this. But then this is somehow racism to have pointed out a pattern that anyone with the IQ of a fried egg recognizes as completely factual. Now, on the other hand, there is a very encouraging contrast with that guy, Jaden
McNeil.
Yeah. Yes. He came up with this really very funny thing about congratulations to George Floyd, a whole month without a whole drug-free month. Well, now Kansas State University is turned inside out. The football teams are threatening to strike. You know, it seems to me, if there's any sense, if you're a member of the football team and you refuse to play, shouldn't you be kicked off the team? Isn't that the most logical thing? They've got walk-ons, for heaven's sake. But no. They're going to try to find some way to try to expel this guy. Astonishing. Just astonishing. And I am convinced that although the media do not report this, more and more, millions and millions of ordinary white Americans are seeing through this. Their eyes are as big as saucers. And we may not hear from them until they're in the voting booth in November.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think you're right that there's a resistance to this building in the background, and they're, it's getting so radicalized. A lot of people are like, okay, this has gone far enough. I do really believe that it's going to be enough. I don't know. Is it what is the counter reaction to that going to be, etc. But let's do this because we only have literally a few more minutes with you. I'm not going to keep you past 6:30 as we said here. So let's talk about this here, where people can reach you. Obviously, Amarin.com is still up and running. Things are doing very well there for your website, news. People can find the podcast through here. Where do they go to get the podcast, first of all, through the website?
Well, you go right to the home. If you click on that home, then
there it is,
the
right there.
AR podcast right there.
Right there.
There's the full entire archive. And there are a number of actual purveyors of podcasts that carry us, interestingly enough. We're not on Apple iTunes. We were for a while, but then they discovered us and decided that we were radioactive and were ditched. But there are a number of podcast purveyors that still carry us. The trick really is videos. And for the time being, actually, it's archive. It's archive.org or archive.com. It's a video collection. It has almost all of ours. And then, of course, at BitChute, we are gradually building up to have an almost a perfect collection there. And then there is I shouldn't even say this, you know, there is, I won't even mention the name. There is a YouTube channel that is kind of a shadow channel that has almost all of our videos, along with many other race realist videos. I think perhaps because it has a very anodyne name and it doesn't say American Renaissance, but it's got videos not just from us, But if you poke around, there are a surprising number of even YouTube channels that still have our material. But I think it's only a matter of time before they, too, are all exterminated.
I think so. So guys, obviously, Amarin.com, as I said, everything is through there, right from the home tab. You can find AR podcasts and AR videos. But again, if you feel so inclined, of course, BitChute. And I want to give you the direct URL there, because it's bitchute.com/AmRenaissance. It's not Amren or American Renaissance. It's AmRenaissance. Right. And then we have the second one, the podcast channel, if you will, which is bitchute.com/radio-renaissance. And that will give you direct access to those. Make sure you subscribe to those channels. It's building up over there, too, I see. And the same thing happened with our BitChute. I mean, I thought, how's this going to, what's going to happen? Are we going to survive? Are we going to be able to do this? You know, kind of thing. And I was very worried. And I figured after maybe the 3, 4, even 5 month mark, something like that, if, you know, then we would see the real consequences of it. But trust me, there's life after YouTube. And in many regards, since so many are being banned, many of them are now flooding to alternative platforms like BitChute, like DLive, like Parler, like all these others, right? And the audience are going to come over there. They're going to build up. And in a way, we're in early on that growth right now, Jared, which is a good thing, you know?
Well, Hendrik, you and Red Ice and you and Lana have been trailblazers in so many ways and in so many respects. So we have to follow your example. You've really been brave and pioneers, and I wish you every success in all of your endeavors.
Well, thank you, Jared. I really appreciate it. Always nice to see you, Jared. We are going to let you go, but yeah, thank you. Where are we here? There we go. Let me pull up that. Let's have you back soon. I know you've got to go, but keep up the good work. Keep the faith. Keep hard, you know, pushing hard, and we'll get through this, all the censorship and banning.
That's how we push.
That's right. Thank you, Jared. Great. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you later. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. That's Jared Taylor. Thank you so much for everyone tuning in for that. We are going to be – I have another couple of things here that I want to show. Let me mute Jared. There he is. That I actually want to show before we let you go, though, because I saw some chats, too, and it was – sorry for not getting to those right away. I know we only had a half an hour with Jared, so I want to make sure we got everything we could out of him. But I'll get to your chats on DLive in a little bit here. I'll make sure to check Entropy Stream and Donor Box as well, just in case. But yeah, there was a couple of things that happened. I wish we had time with Jared to talk about the St. Louis thing, right? With the couple, were they dubbed now Ken and Karen? I think it was, right. Showed you the video right in the beginning with the bad cuts first on me, then to the video. But plenty of memes have been made about these folks, and then of course. They went to grovel. They went the anti-white route. It was like, yeah, we'll read their statements in a moment. It's just really kind of sad. But let's check that. It's a funny segment. Let's check that out again with all the means and the music. Check this out. It's funny.
Community.
Very, very based. Think of that. It was Mr. Obvious to put together that little compilation. It's kind of funny, actually. But yeah, so here's some of the photos from the thing, right? A couple, both carrying guns, came outside at home tonight in the central West End neighborhood of St. Louis to confront protesters. The group was marching to the home of St. Louis Mayor Lida, is that how you pronounce it? Luda Cruzan, to demand her resignation, which, of course, gives you the opinion that they just... You know, for no reason whatsoever, they just came out with their guns and drew it on these people, and they didn't do nothing. Look at this guy; it's kind of funny though, with a little calzone gut there. It's funny. You can't make it up. But then, of course, they did end up making a statement, unfortunately, which I wish they wouldn't do. We take the memes as we can. That's, of course, always funny. But here's the update on this here. Then St. Louis attorneys Mark and Patricia McCloskey, I think it is, released a statement through an attorney saying they support Black Lives Matter and they acted lawfully on their property. The couple, though, through their attorney said the agitators responsible for the trepidation were white, which is just not true. And we'll look at that in a moment here. But it's crazy, right? You'd think, and people are going back and forth. Well, they're Trump supporters, and so therefore they has to be they're evil, wicked people kind of thing. Let's see if we can make that slightly smaller. We can see that whole thing. But it's crazy, right? They end up just like they did a Joe Rogan, essentially, right? It was the white people's fault. Let me see here. There's a bottom or mid, I should say, paragraph here. The peaceful protesters were not the subject of scorn or disdain by the McCloskeys. To the contrary, they were expecting and supportive of the message of the protesters. The actions of violence, destruction of property, and acts of threatening aggression by a few individuals commingling with the protest, peaceful protesters gave rise to trepidation and fear of imminent and grave, I guess, danger. Both Mr. and Mrs. McCloskey acted lawfully on their property, which sits on a private gated lane at the city of St. Louis. Their actions were born solely of fear and apprehension, the genesis of which was not race-related. In fact, the agitators responsible for the trepidation were white. So I don't know if they're just, are they just saying this? Are they trying to get out of it? Or do they actually believe this? Because obviously that was not the case. It was a black person that literally held the gate open, which was, was it said private property on it, do not enter, that kind of stuff, right? And there was others there too that entered in clearly. It was interesting though. There was a guy with the I think Memology had that video. Let's actually take a look at that. I forgot to pull that in. With it was a as they say, and some of you might remember, a well dressed man. You guys remember? I think it was the underwear bomber. Was that in Canada? I forget. The underwear bomber. There was a well-dressed man that was escorting him onto the plane without a passport and stuff, right? And then it's like, oy vey, there's a plane on the bomb on the plane. There's a plane on the bomb. So this person was carrying a radio. Let me see the keyboard here so I can get this right. Let me go into Memology's channel real quick, and let's take a look at that because he did a good overview. God, the search function is shit on YouTube. Where is it here? Is it this one? Let me pull in his channel here. Sorry, guys. A little bit on the fly here. I should have done this right away. I think it's this one. Is it this one? Let's check this one. Yeah, this is the one. Check this out.
This kind of shit.
There we go. It's got full screen here. Seems to be 50-50 of black and white people so far. So mixed. Yeah, dox them, attack them, fire them, harass them, right? Oh, they just came out of their house for no reason whatsoever. We didn't do nothing. And they just started aiming their guns at us. Have they been arrested yet? Good boy, John Taylor. Yeah, so here's the video before they popped out of their house. And even this gate here was, we'll look at that in a moment, that was destroyed. But there is a private property. There's the gentleman with the radio there. There's a private property sign on that gate, which they covered up. Or I think it's actually on a little pedestal right before the gate or something like that. We'll see it in a moment in the photos. Yeah. White Wing Extremist, funny username, on Periscope says, they were heroes for half a day. That's right, before they opened their mouths, before they made those statements. Again, is it selfish? Are they just trying to get out of it? Or do they actually believe the statement? I'm not sure. Apparently, someone looked into like their financial records, their opensecrets.org and stuff, and they said that they had donated to Trump. There were Trump supporters, so but of course there are protest pro BLM Trump supporters still. They just don't like the riots and stuff. So I don't know. We don't know yet. I guess the audio was so bad. I actually don't know what he said here. Obviously, get out of private property, get out of here, something like that. I would assume. Rioters trespassed a gated community, which is illegal. Yeah. The couple had all the right to defend themselves. They didn't deserve to be doxxed for that. All right, here's some of the photos. Yeah, there it is. Private street. No trespassing. Private street. Clearly marked, right? You didn't see the sign of the video because a man is covering it. Right there. He's twisted it to the side, so you can't see it. So the people walking in can't see it, I would assume. And here's the other man in a suit who was organizing this little thing here with a, what looks like a walkie-talkie, comm radio or something like that. All right. You get the idea. There was a couple of other, photos of that too. Let me go back. Yeah, I like this one. According to the media, this is how protesters peacefully entered a neighborhood, right? Or, and again, it's not a, what do you mean neighborhood? It's literally gated, gated off, you know, cornered off, sectioned off private property with walls and everything around it. You couldn't just go in there, right? Yeah, so this is the dishonesty of the media. It's incredible, right? Anyway, the statement from them there right at the bottom says also, the Black Lives Matter movement is here to stay. It is the right message and is about time, said Albert S. Watkins, legal counsel for Mr. and Mrs. McCloskey. Now, did they make this? Did he just make that because he thought that that was pertinent in the situation to protect them in some capacity? Because at the same time, you know, you've seen how this becomes just, you know, meat for the masses. It becomes sacrificial lambs, essentially. And so they, you know, instead of taking a stand on the issue, they just like, oh, blah, 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 let's just back off and let's just say we supported whatever. Could very well be the case, right? The McCloskeys want to make sure no one thinks less of BLM, its message, and it and the means it is employing to get its message out because the actions of a few white individuals who tarnished a peaceful protest. Well, it didn't look like there was all white people there, of course. Didn't I save that tweet? I thought I had that. But anyway, as we saw in the video there, there was a lot of other people than white people there. There was black people, Antifas, of course, everything, right? So good stuff. So that happened. I actually wanted to get Jared's take on that, but we didn't have time for it. But regardless, we appreciate his time. We'll have him back here later, too. This one happened as well. St. Louis protesters clash with Catholics in fight to tear down statue of city's namesake, St. Louis, right? Louis the, what is that, the ninth, right? Louis the ninth? King Louis the ninth is canonized saint in the Catholic Church. I haven't even seen this video yet. We should look at it. The statue, also called the Apotheosis of St. Louis, was unveiled in 1906. It's a copy of one that greeted visitors to the World's Fair in 1904. During the protest Saturday, Black Lives Matter and other leftist activists viciously attacked some of the Catholics who were praying the rosary, including an elderly Catholic man. Here are some of the photos from that event. Good stuff. Can't wait to argue with these people about tearing down a statue, right? Oh, Jesus Christ. It's crazy. And here we go. Here's with the attacks, right? Let's take a look at that video. I actually haven't seen that yet. Hopefully it's something good. Yeah. Yeah, I guess that was the main footage. image. Let's go forward here. Let's see if it's more. Lower this a bit. Yeah, so this was Saturday. Here's some of the tweets. Reverend Stephen Schumacher, a priest with the St. Louis Archdiocese, is attempting to provide a history lesson on King Louis the IX. He's being shouted down. Of course. What do you expect? They don't want to learn about anything. They don't want to know. They don't want to understand. All right, crazy stuff. That's some of the footage of them targeting Catholics. Just going after Catholics. Don't mention that it's racially driven, but it's fine. That's fine. All right, let me close a couple of these because not in good order here. I wanted to show this one too, actually. Reddit. So they had issues, right, with the Donald, number of other ones. There's like, forget how many. It was like, in the thousands that have been banned or something like that? But here's the headline from Reddit. Says it will allow hate speech against, quote, people who are in the majority. People who are in the majority. Now, this is interesting. In what way? I mean, I know what they mean. We know what they mean when they say this, right? They mean white people. Because white people have, by de facto, become the majority. I mean, we're in many countries slated to not become the majority soon. And I'm sure that these kinds of things will not continue to hold at that point, right? But as a technicality, whites are a global minority. There's a lot of other racial groups that are far, far outnumbering white people. So I guess they just mean America then. And regardless, in under certain ages now, whites are minorities already, right? And soon enough, there will be what do they call it? A minority majority, I think. Something dumb like that. But what they mean is, it's open season to have hate speech against white people. That's what they mean. That's why they do this shit, right? it's just unbelievable. All right, let me go forward here. I had a couple of other things I want to show you guys. Walmart halts sale of All Lives Matter merchandise. That's right, All Lives Matter merchandise, verboten at at Walmart. You can't make it up. Walmart will stop selling All Lives Matter merchandise on its website, according to reports. The items, which are sold by third-party sellers, are no longer available after employees and customers expressed concerns. This is the future we have to look forward to here, folks. Walmart faced backlash for selling T-shirts that feature variations of the Black Lives Matter slogan, including All Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Irish Lives Matter, and Homeless Lives Matter. The White Lives Matter, of course, is nowhere to be seen. That's hate speech. We fundamentally believe all lives do matter and every individual deserves respect, Walmart said in a statement to USA Today. However, as we listened, we came to understand that the way some, but not all, people are using the phrase All Lives Matter in the current environment intentionally minimize the focus on the painful reality of racial inequality. Last week, Walmart announced that it would no longer display the Mississippi State flag, which includes a Confederate symbol, in stores. The company also stopped locking up multicultural hair products recently. Yeah, I wonder why that. Yeah, I wonder why that happened. That's a very interesting detail there. But I guess they're willing to be raided on the issue. Here is, I forget where this was, where this took place. Utah, someone says. Utah, yeah. Few folks here, peaceful protesters, surround an SUV. And then all of a sudden, of course, the driver panics, like same thing had happened in some other events, where there has been other protests in the past. They take out weaponry and so forth, pointed at the car, etc. So they're just like, oh, shit, I got to get out of here. And they decide to drive away. But it's interesting how they look at the footage here, how they're all trying to stop the cars. They're trying to stop the car so that they can pull out the driver, smash the windows, you know, kill him, shoot him, who knows what the intentions are at that point, right? Or how bad it will get. But you will get hurt if they get you. 15 seconds. Check this out. Now, there's a close-up here, too. Check this out. Moment BLM rider pulled gun and shot into truck. Let's see. I'm going to go full screen there. Let me go back. There's no sound on that, but you can see the pistol, the gun right there, right? There. Yep, there it is. Oh, yeah, there it is. Yep, actually shooting. Poof, right there. Look at that. Will that be mentioned in media reports? If and when it becomes a big story? No, of course not. Boom. Absolutely crazy. So that's what these people are getting away with. Imagine if this was white advocates or something like that with doing this kind of shit, right? Unbelievable. We reported on this in the Weekend Warrior show, but it's pertinent to all everything that's happening now with the defund the police campaigns and stuff like that, too. Minneapolis City Council members are now enjoying very costly private security. They claim, of course, they've received death threats. So now, why would that be the case, do you think, if that's even true? This person here in the photo directly even attributed to all the threats to white nationalists, this person said. But as they, of course, continue to push to defund the police in Minneapolis, these people will enjoy private security, you see. Very costly to the taxpayers, about, was it $4,500 per day? It's three people in particular that are being protected by private security. So far, in over a couple of weeks, they have spent $63,000 on the private security for these kinds of people. All right, guys, let me get to a couple of these super chats, a couple of more things I want to show. I'm not going to be too long-winded today. Thank you to everyone for tuning in. And again, I apologize if anyone sent something directly to Jared. I'll have to take it with him next time. Apologies for that. Let me do these real quick here then. Mr. Y-Tuber sends a diamond and says, Uncle Jared, just want to grill. But was that the... was that the excuse? Well, excuse, but is that what was that why they were out on the porch or something? The Ken and Karen couple, they were out grilling on the porch. Was that the claim? Anyway, Black Phillip with the diamond, good to see you as well. Says Jared Taylor needs to make a YouTube workout channel. Yeah, well, that's a good point. That's a good point. I was going to do it today and it didn't work. But on my phone, I'll do it soon. On my phone, I was going to patch the video through. I have a little device for that. And go through all the subscriptions that I have one by one. And I kind of have a little bit of an idea, of course, which ones have been banned. But it's just incredible to see that, you know. And I do subscribe to, you know, some kind of a non-political, like, you know, some like outdoor channels. And, you know, people go out and then camping and bushcraft and stuff like that, too. But most of it is political content, and most of that is now hidden some way, banned, censored, obviously channel banned or demonetized and stuff like that. But maybe we can do that next time if I can get the signal to patch through, okay? And just show you guys as you click through. It's amazing, right? And I'm bringing that up because I saw that, I think it was No White Guilt, I think Gardening with No White Guilt, that one I saw first time today, had been banned as well. I know that Jason Kuhn, he had a couple of different channels, and I need to reach out to him and check if they were all taken down. And again, I just haven't been able to keep up with it. Took a day off yesterday. Actually, we uploaded Weekend Warrior. I did some of the edits there, but I didn't check in on everything yesterday. So this is the first thing I kind of dove into here today. So I'm sure I've missed some people, and it's not intentional. It's just that I haven't like just got my radar completely honed in on who everyone is that's got banned here, whether it's you know, just a few days ago or even more today and stuff like that. All right, Ek Pharaoh, Ninja Guinea, thank you, appreciate that. And another Ninja Guinea, thank you so much, Ek Pharaoh, if that's how I pronounce your name. Thank you so much for your support. Psylosopher, good to see you with a diamond. No message. King Schlag with a diamond. Says Karen is an insult to our mothers. Don't. No, I know. We talked about that during the latest Weekend Warrior 2. I know it's an anti-white slur. I just wanted to use it in the sense that people could recognize this most latest kind of event. But then ironically, they turned up to be, you know, I guess whether it's intentional or they're faking it, but they twisted it against white people. They just bowed to anti-whiteness and they thought that they'd get away with it or something. But yeah, for that reason, I'm usually using it very, very sparsely, I guess, at the term. Thank you, King. I appreciate that, King Schlag. Pierce 777 is here as well. Good to see you. Sending one, two diamonds, and then two Ninja Guineas. Thank you, Pierce. Good to see you as always. Hope you're doing well. Ek Pharaoh again with a ninja, as a two Ninja Guineas. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. Mr. White Tuber with a diamond. Action speaks louder than words? Question mark. Well, they do, don't they? Anybody can say all kinds of things, right? You're referencing that to the people. Yeah, well, see, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling that they were trying to to get out of it in some kind of way. But I'm not sure. We'll see if more comes out. I'm sure they're going to be hounded in the media for weeks to come. So we'll see. Alex Tremo Del Norte with a diamond. Good to see you as well. Adopt a boomer. And then a Roman numeral. What is that? It's a 15th or is it 14? A 14? Was it 1418? Is that what there was? It 1488. Adopt a boomer. That's funny. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it. Higgs boson with a diamond. BLM equals bashing, looting, murdering. That's pretty good. I like that. Might have to use that. Hervod Silvazzi with a diamond. Good to see you as well. Hervod, he says, we need a white pill, some Kai Muros set to music. Kai has done some really good videos. I definitely want to, I don't know if he's active anymore. We had him on the show many years ago now. I don't think he's too active. All right, let me do a couple of these here. Alex Tremo Del Norte again with a diamond says, only potential good, only potentially good lives matter. I kind of, yeah, the no lives matter, I guess. I've seen it in chat. It's kind of funny. White moves first with 1-2 diamonds. Thank you. And then Hervod Silvazzi again with the diamond says, you follow Luke Smith. Luke Smith. I recognize that. Let me copy that. See if there's a URL to that, too. Excuse me. Uh-huh. It doesn't want to open. Oh, I forgot the age. Let me do that again. Boomer keyboard here. I'll try that one more time. Luke Smith. I think I've seen his channel before. Hervod. I'll check it out. I think I've probably come across some of his videos. I mean, he has almost 100,000 subs, so I'm sure I have. He seems to have some funny videos. Yeah, I've definitely seen a couple of these. I'll check him out later, too. Luke Smith. All right, recommended by Luke, by Hervod Silvazzi. Check it out, guys. Still on YouTube, amazingly. All right, let me see. A couple of more things I want to show real quick here, guys, and then we'll wrap up for today. Obviously, tomorrow, back as usual with the no-go zone. But I wanted to come on here today. Thursday, we are doing Ryan Dawson. That's going to be evening time. I think, what did I say to him? I think 8 p.m. Eastern, which is 2 p.m. Central European time. 2 a.m., of course. 2 in the morning. 2 in the morning, Central European time. Let's check out this one here. I came across it. The trouble with Scotland is that it's full of Scots. We've seen a lot of these recently. Check this out.
Most senior positions in Scotland are filled almost exclusively by those who are white. Take my portfolio alone. The Lord President, white. The Lord Justice Clerk, white. Every High Court judge,
why do you think that
white
is, bud?
The Lord Advocate, white. The Solicitor General, white. The Chief Constable, white. Every Deputy Chief Constable, white. Every Assistant Chief Constable, white. The Head of the Law Society, white. The Head of the Faculty of Advocates, white. Every Prison Governor, white. And not just Justice. The Chief Medical Officer, white. The Chief Nursing Officer, white.
Do you hear how he says that too? White. They're white. the hate that these people have, it's amazing. If you don't like it, you can go back. Where are you from? Pakistan, Afghanistan, Morocco? Just go back then if you're unhappy with it. Why are you in Scotland? Scotland is a country of the Scots, built by the Scots, fought for with the blood of Scots. If you don't like it, go home.
Veterinary Officer, white. The Chief Social Work Advisor, white. Almost every trade union in this country headed by people who are white. In the Scottish Government, every Director General is white. Every chair of every public body is white.
Most senior and you know these people want to change that real goddamn fast. Very, very quickly. Let me show you this interlude. Some of you guys have seen it, but it's a good contextualizing that. It's the Finns. All but Finns are here, and it's so sickening to see all these Finns, this lady in burqa, that is saying that, and they just can't wait to replace us Europeans in our own country, or countries, I should say. Where is it? Here it is. Check this one out. This is gold, right? Classic stuff here. Here we go.
They don't have a lot of diversity here. It's just Finns and Finns and Finns. And everywhere you look, they are just Finns. So it's a bit difficult to blend in here. But I think that's something that is solvable in the near future because more and more immigrants are coming here. And it's good for the society.
It's good for society. for what do you mean? For you then? Because you don't feel out of place, right? It's amazing. It's amazing. Imagine white people going to a non-white country, whether it's Asian or Middle Eastern Arab or Israel or somewhere in Africa, North Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, South America, wherever. It's just too many of you people here. It's disgusting. All these brown people everywhere. I can't believe the people on the TV are brown. The High Commissioner is brown. The head of the president is brown. Blah blah blah. Listen to this again.
Most senior positions in Scotland are filled almost exclusively by those who are white. Take my portfolio alone. The Lord President, white. The Lord Justice Clerk, white. Every High Court judge, white. The Lord Advocate, white. The Solicitor General, white. The chief.
And then it's like, then it's no, what am I reaching at here? There's no nuance for these people either. It's all they see is white, which is like, it's fine. I'm okay using the term white and so forth, but we're Europeans of different ethnicities. We have different countries which are built by different ethnicities. And sure, there's some overlap here and there, whatever, but mostly we're the majority ethnic group that the country was built and founded by, still, luckily. But they're trying to change that real goddamn fast. They're Scots. They're Scottishmen. Sure, there's some English and maybe some Irish too, but it's incredible, the hatred. We showed this one too. Let me play this one. Black is King is a Disney Plus production that they're doing together with Beyoncé. We showed this in the Weekend Warrior show, but in case you haven't seen it, just look at the trailer here. It's just pure the Kang's, Kemet stuff here. But this is Disney Plus now. This is Disney Plus.
A journey is a gift.
Like, I'm not a king yet, but like I got potential for it, but I'm not dead yet, 100%.
The ancestors never left you.
Black is King. That's right. So imagine
you are the king.
Some Marvel, Pixar, National Geographic. Imagine a white equivalent here. Your ancestors haven't left you yet. It's all in you. We are white as king. Do you think that's been well received by Disney and its audiences? This though is totally fine. It's just totally just open black power now. Which goes trending after the whole incident in Florida that we quickly mentioned with Jared, the shitstorm after that, the dude who joked and said white power, obviously to make fun at the guy who was like coming down on him for being a Nazi and a racist, right? And there's no nuance, no humor, no nothing left at all whatsoever. It's just everything is literal. You can't, you got to watch yourself because if you make a joke, it's incredible. And then, of course, comes with black power was trending after that. Totally fine. No worries. That's what we need. There was even like excuses made for why that is done to like try to equalize the power level, I guess, which, of course, is bullshit because even if you had some kind of view that's the they have less power, so they need more power, and whites need less power, so we'll become perfectly equal, right? Let's assume that you have that take on it. Do you think this will stop? Do you think that no, of course not. The action was never perceived as wrong. It was just the racial groups that was wrong. So once they get all the power, do you think that whites will be treated as well as many white people in our white countries have treated minorities? Of course not. It'll be South Africa. It'll be confiscation. It'll be violence. It'll be worse, even, in fact. Now, I think this is a part of the Black is King video excerpt. Check this out here.
Danger.
I don't give a damn about the fame. GA plane, Alexander Wayne. She a thought that you claim. Can be tapping my ring.
At the Louvre, right? You gotta stand in front of the of white paintings and right. You guys remember that? I think it was this Scott was it Scotland or the UK? The poem about white people everywhere and dead white people and stuff. Just amazing. Oh, well, dangerous arm angle there. Amazing music here, too, I must say.
Take a top shift. Call my girls and put them all on a spaceship. Hang one night with Beyonce, I'll make you famous.
Spaceship, huh? All right, you get the, I've had enough. There's another minute of that, if you can believe it. But yeah, in front of, you know, the white marble statues and stuff, right? Confucius says, our history and art rapidly dismantled, destroyed, and replaced. I see a pattern, a plan unfolding. Yeah, you think? New York Post. Black Jesus painting will be installed in one of UK's oldest cathedrals. Yep. Enjoy. Enjoy. Let me click in on the actual source link here. One of Britain's oldest churches is paying tribute to the Black Lives Matter movement by installing a version of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper with Jesus recast as a black prophet. Dubbed A Last Supper, the reinterpretation of the original 15th century artwork was painted by British painter Lorna May Wadsworth. All right, let me copy that. Who hired, Jamaican model Tafari Hinds to pose as the Son of God. That's right. Let me see here. Lorna May Wadsworth. I'll click on images here. Ah, it's a white woman. It's a white woman. There we go. Lorna May Wadsworth. There it is. She's famous here, too. I'll go to BBC here. How do I click in on the full source? There we go. A little bit on the fly here, folks. Last Supper painting unveiled at Gloucester, I think you pronounce it, Gloucester Church. Is it back in 2010? Oh, is it an older one? No, okay, someone... Okay, so it was done back in 2010, and now we will be installed in one of UK's oldest cathedrals. Okay, so it had about 10 years on it then, since it was made, but now it's being lifted up to a higher level, a higher purpose here. With a good old the UK Anglican Church, we talked about this with Jared, of course, about the New York Times columnist Paul Krugman. Remember too, Paul Krugman was famous for writing that piece for the New York Times way back a couple of years ago now. I say way back, but yeah, a couple of years ago, with where he it was called Error and Lies. And he's basically guilting or putting the blame for the follies of the Iraq War on all the whites, all the Anglos, George W. Bush, Rumsfeld, some of these people, while ignoring, Paul Wolfowitz and all these major Hawks neocons that, of course, be the main driver of the war drum. Not only behind the scenes, definitely in front of the scenes too, on the scene, I should say. But this is, check out this comment from Paul Krugman. This is, I think, a year or so back, maybe less. Listen to this.
Now, I do think that this is not a permanent condition. The craziness really comes from almost more from cultural, ethnic issues than anything else, because you have a lot of the real craziness comes, if you like, from rural white Americans who feel that they're losing their country, they're losing ownership of the country. And they're right. I mean, we are becoming more diverse, more multicultural, and they are, in the end, they are not the future. In the end, the power they still have will go away. But it's a very difficult time until then. So the future is Mayor de Blasio of New York. But Ted Cruz of Texas is still out there with the ability to do a lot of damage.
All right, there you go. So you get the idea, right? So what I'm saying is, when I'm saying white, I mean white. Like he's in the Error and Lies article, he singled out the Gentiles and blame them, like George W. Bush, Rumsfeld. I mean, he's of European descent, I believe, right? He's not of the tribe. While he's literally ignoring all the other ones, right, which are not white. Well, they're white when it's convenient, right? But here's the article here that quickly flashed up on screen there. Errors and lies. He blames the white men in the GOP for the Zionist-driven war in Iraq. It's unbelievable. That article was written back in 2015. So that's the quality of this guy. And now, of course, he made these comments, right? Reality is coming for white supremacists driving golf carts, talking about the Floridians there down in the village and so forth, too. So this is the open hatred that you can have as a person of influence. We are in an anti-white age, ladies and gentlemen. We had the Stone Age, the Bronze Age, the Iron Age, the Industrial Age, the Information or IT Age, whatever they call it, Information Age, I guess they call it. And now we're in the anti-white age, and now we can see the fruits of all of this coming into view, and things like this are starting to happen too now in America. You know, we've talked about this idea that South Africa is a future kind of scenario for most of the West. So an article from Mother Jones here a few days ago, where they talked about the disparity, the problem, that there's too many white farmers in America, right? White farmers make up about 98%, or they own, rather, I should say, 98% of rural land, and therefore, of course, they own the majority of the farms. And now young black farmers want to reclaim their share. So they go through some stuff about how it was, you know, they argue here basically how it was, you know, stolen from them and stuff like this. But the methods, just like it was in, South Africa, is to, the reclaim part is to just take it back by force and not compensate because it's been given to them. I should do a full detail of this and go through it. I saw it in passing. I skimmed through some portions, but I want to read the rest of it. I can bring you a more kind of comprehensive view of what their proposals are, but that's one thing that stood out to me right away. It was like, oh, okay, so just because they had been a certain way, they claim that would have to be corroborated too, because we know that these people make up a lot of stuff and they, you know, but at the same time, there's no one, as far as I know, there's no one that's stopping black people from buying land and farming, right? Is there a law against that? I just think it comes down to that most of them don't want to. That's what I think it comes down to. But, you know, what do I know? Today only about 49,000 of them remain, making it up just 1.4% of the nation's farm owners and tending to a scant 4.7 million acres and nearly 90% loss. Now, of course, there's other incentives of why this happened and why it, you know, turned out in that way. But they go through it here and they basically say that has to be reclaimed and these people need to get it back without a compensation. Part of the BLM agenda, stuff like that too. It's unbelievable. But yeah, I'll go through that in a little bit more detail. A couple of more headlines, then we'll let you go. Germany disbands entire company of its KSK Special Forces unit due to infiltration by nationalists. Very interesting. FAS exclusive. Does KSK is disbanding because of infiltration of nationalists? All right, interesting. We'll have to read that. What else do we have here? Do we have anything else? Yeah, we had a couple of scenes from New York. I guess we can look at that. This is one of the things we'll end with. This is from earlier today. Check this out, New York City.
Thank you.
turns even more violent here. Let's watch the rest. Look at how this escalates here.
Bro, bro, move your car, bro.
Never again, bro.
Move your car.
I'm never throwing a cigar again. It's over right there.
Hey, Mula, what you doing, bro?
Here we go. We're getting closer. Watch out. It's just nutty. It'll be escape from New York. That's what's going to happen here, folks. In most cities, I had the story about a week back, and I never ended up getting to it, but I don't think I showed it anyway, which was about how many people are leaving the cities. You know, they're just getting out, they're just bailing on it, which, of course, is total mystery why that's happening. Unbelievable. All right, let me do a couple of these last super chats, boys and girls, and then we'll let you go. Thank you so much again for tuning in. Really appreciate it. Big thanks to Jared for joining us here the first half of the show. And as I said, we'll be back tomorrow. No Go Zone, 5 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central European time. And then we have more videos in the pipeline, actually, working on a couple of things in the background on that. And then we have Ryan Dawson. I'm interviewing him on Thursday evening. I think it was set to 8 p.m. Eastern, which is 2 a.m. Central European time. And then, of course, Friday. We'll be back with Flashback Friday, just as usual. Head over to Silvazzi followed up that from regarding Luke Smith. With the diamond, it says Luke is good, and says, and stuff like that. Oh, cool. We like that. White moves first with the diamond, says, then get out of Scotland, regarding the gentleman who was racking on Scottish people being in Scotland, which is completely true, of course. Bearden 78 with a diamond, says, non-whites, go build your own countries. Well, they have many, too, right? So they can make those countries great. And I genuinely... want that, and I want them to be successful. I want all people to have a nation which is safe. It's just for them. It's thriving and it's prosperous, and we can trade with them if we want and stuff like that. Because you know that will be good times. That will be good times. If everyone has, you can never blame racism, right? That's how you solve racism. Now these things are beginning to happen internally in our countries, of course, too. They're self-segregating, is dividing up in territories. Still, of course, it's a way to break down our nations and so forth. But it is true. Most ethnic groups, they do have a nation. And I think most would be most comfortable being with their own ethnic group. And it doesn't mean you have to hate other ethnic groups. It doesn't mean you can't go visit them or be friends with them or trade with them or do all these things. That's fine. It's not about that. It's about this incessant... hostility and hatred that's building up between people who are forced together, enforced. The diversity is forced on people. And in many now is being done because it's an anti-white agenda behind it, right? White moves first with another diamond, says they are the catalyst to society. Yep, white moves first again with the diamond, says they can't be kings in real life, so they use media. That's a good take, I guess. Herod Silvazzi. With a diamond, said Paul Krugman, AW hate. Let me just see. Oh, well, actually, it's the link to that same tweet. Yeah, I showed that there. It's incredible, right, Herbert, that he makes statements like that. And he gets away with it, too. Nothing in the media. White smooth first with a diamond, says their share, such blatant communism. Well, it is communism. We've seen that in South Africa. We've seen it in Zimbabwe. And, of course, then later when the whites are driven off the farmland, ended up asking them to come back, etc., because you could literally see the crop failures from space. I remember that. Zimbabwe or Rhodesia specifically had that problem. Silosopher with a diamond. Thank you. Uber Groiper, good to see you as well. He's sending 1, 2, 3 diamonds, 4 diamonds, 5 diamonds. Thank you. Uber Groiper, good to see you. The right to bear with a diamond, says NYPD says the city will never recover. I did see that they were slashing. What was it again? Was it a billion in the police budget? Let me see if I can find anything on that real quick, and we'll land on that. Here we go. Yeah, here it is. Look at this. You think this is going to get worse? Get better? $1 billion. Oh, sorry, I didn't have that up on the screen. Here we go. $1 billion is shifted from NYPD in a budget that pleases no one. Interesting. So $1 billion, though, we're going to put it in. I think I saw it in passing of, like, mental health and blah, 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 building up the community and stuff. And you know, it's just going to be big pass on crime. That's what this is going to lead to. Unbelievable. All right, boys and girls. I guess we could play this as the theme song going out here. Let's see if it comes. I think it kicks up here. Let me open the box. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your support. Actually, let me check real quick. I didn't mention it, but donor box and entropy stream. Yeah, we have a couple there. I'll play that theme in the background in the meantime. Remember it? Escape from New York? It's going to be the West soon, huh? Brad Gremba sends $50 over on DonorBox. Thank you, Brad. Always good to see you. Thank you so much, man. Really appreciate it. Freedom Shekels, he says. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Hope you're doing well, Brad. Always good to see you. Fiona D with $11 says, thank you for everything you're doing. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Maximilian W. €5. Thank you. No message. And then I think it was a couple of other ones from, I think this is yesterday. Marie C. sends €80. Thank you so much, Marie. I appreciate it. She says, thank you for your great work. Please consider to use the verbiage of no white guilt. I think it would make our messages even stronger. Yeah, maybe I don't use it enough. I do try to cycle that in, but it's a good point. Thank you, Marie. Appreciate it. Oleg S., generous donation on DonorBox. Thank you so much, man. If you're watching, maybe watching this in the archives and post later on, thank you so much, man. Before that, we had Shad B, $10. How did Lindbergh's destiny for president get derailed? I think we all know the answer to that. All right, guys, thank you so much. Actually, last one, Entropy Stream. Let me check that, too. I think, I hope it's up and running. Did I start it up? I did it from before. Maybe I didn't, then. My bad. I started like a little bit ago before we came on. Let me just double check in case. Ladies and gentlemen. Yes, there are a couple. Wasn't that up and running? That's strange. Maybe it auto closes off. Maybe I have to start it up again. Yeah, I see a couple here. This is from today. Unknown Californian sent a couple of messages over there. $3. He says, please tell Uncle Jared to set up Entropy so we can more easily donate if possible. Much love to y'all. Good idea. I will send him an email about that when I send out the link to the show. I think he's aware of it, but I'll remind him about that. Then Unknown California again sends another $3 and said there are rumors Parler is a honeypot, weird terms of service. I saw that in passing too, and it could be the case. I mean, I'm not too worried if it's only limited to sharing your phone number. And you can have burner phone, or you can set up a phone number with Skype, or, you know, there's other services like that. But anything is possible. I wouldn't, you know, rule it out completely, but I'm not too worried about it, to be honest. I'll look into it a bit more and see if there's any good articles on it, and we could cover that as well. And again, Anu California with $5 says, did Jared ever meet Dr. William Pierce? I'm happy to refund you on that too, Anu California, if you want to, since I didn't have time to ask Jared that. Just let me know, and I'll shoot that right back to you. Otherwise, I'll try to remember those, and I'll ask it next time, because I do want to have him back on the show here soon. All right, I think that's it. Thank you, boys and girls. Actually, a couple more on DLive here came in. I appreciate it. RoboThink, did I call? Take that one? With a diamond, no message. A big black man with AIDS. Good to see you as well. He sends a diamond that says, make more white babies. Absolutely. No white guilt, more white babies. And Conrad Kirsch is here as well. Good to see you, Conrad. Hope you're doing well. He sends a diamond and says, hail, got here late. Thank you to all of you. Really appreciate it, guys. We'll be back here then with more tomorrow. No Go Zone, as I said, 5 p.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Central European time. We'll see you guys then. Take care. Stay safe. Talk to you soon.